This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional, a member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Number three, favor brings supernatural empowerment. Say that with me. Favor brings supernatural empowerment. In other words, you can do things with an ability you didn't know you have. Things you never could do on your own, now you can do them. Favor. Somebody say favor. He brings it for the purpose of your life. He brings favor for the assignment that's on your life so that you can live your life and fulfill your destiny in this earth. That's why favor comes on you. Not so you can just jump up and down and throw glitter all over the room and go, "Look at me." It's so you can live your destiny and live the purposes of God in the earth. To preach the good news. To proclaim the good news. Praise the Lord. Amen. Purposes. Somebody shout his purposes. That means you got to learn how to walk in faith. He's not just busy building your life, but his purposes are working through you to build his kingdom. So not only are you building a life, but you build his kingdom. And you get to have a good time while you do it. How many right here are having a good time? I love being a Christian. I love seeing supernatural things. We have had three people in this church this year supernaturally, bona fide, doctor documented, healed from cancer. That's supernatural. Supernatural. One guy was going home to go to hospice. Sold his house, quit his job, gave all his stuff away. Came down here to say goodbye to his family. Went back home to go to hospice. And they couldn't figure out why he wasn't dying in the 3 weeks they got him. So they did some tests on him. Found out there wasn't no cancer in him anymore. He said, I didn't know what to do. So I went and got a job at the railroad in Atlanta. I love the supernatural line. I like to see people's faces when I tell them about the amazing things that God's done in my life. And the eyes get big. They don't know whether you're lying. They don't know what to believe or nothing. But then they got the evidence looking at them right in the face. They don't know how to wrap their head around it. All you can say is it's supernatural. I can't explain it, but it happened. Somebody say it happens. So God brings favor to empower me to do the call of God that's on my life so I can live and operate in the kingdom. So the question is, if he's bringing all this stuff to me, how do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? How do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? You can write that question down. How do I unwrap the gift of favor in my life? Number one, you pray and you believe for it. You pray and you believe for it. You ask God for it. Psalms 119:58 says, I have entreated you, your favor, with my whole heart. I have entreated your favor with my whole heart. I ask God for favor. That means you can't do what you need to do for your life until favor comes onto your life. That's why you need to believe God for favor. Otherwise, you'll believe in Jesus, but you'll never live the overcoming life. Because there's an exercise of faith that you have to enter into to believe God for the promises that are in heaven for your life. You got to ask and pray for it and believe it. Come on, huh? Paul said, I am what I am by the favor or the grace of God. I mean, I'm a pastor today because God put favor on my life to do this. I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing. Because Jason is a mess without God, and he's a bigger mess without favor on his life. Somebody say, thank God for favor on the pastor's life. If you're going to be a school teacher, then you need to have favor on your life to be a school teacher. If you're going to be a firefighter, then you need to have favor on your life to be a firefighter. If you're going to be a worship leader, you got to have favor on your life to be a worship leader. In 1 Chronicles 4, there's a story about a woman who gave birth to her son. Any woman here ever gave birth to her son and you thought the delivery was going to kill you? Some of you went in labor 40 hours. Didn't know if you were going to make it to the other side. Well, that's who this woman was in 1 Chronicles. She gave birth to a son and it was so painful that when the boy was born, she named him Pain. I'm going to call you Pain. The Hebrew word was Jabez, means pain. It actually means pain giver. In other words, every day of your life, everywhere you go, you're going to be giving pain to everybody. I mean, how would you like that? Somebody walk up to you and say, oh, this is my daughter, Sue, and this is my daughter, this is my son Joey, and this is my other son, pain giver. Be careful around him. Don't get too close. My son, pain giver. Jabez said, my mama named me pain giver because I just about killed her when I came into the world. And ever since then, everybody's called me a pain in the butt. Pain in the neck everywhere I go. But that's not how I want to identify myself. See, listen to me. Some of y'all have been identified from what you've been through before in your life. Some of you have identified with the stuff that's come into your life that's come to kill you. Come on, how many know if you lie long enough, people call you a liar? If you steal long enough, people call you a thief. If you use drugs long enough, people call you a drug addict. But God wants you to know today, that's not who you really are. That's how the world has identified you. That's how your character has been developed through your senses of a natural man. But God's coming along to give you a supernatural man, and he wants to give you a new name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jabez said, that's not how I identify myself. And in verse 10, he calls on God of Israel saying that you would bless me, dear God, and indeed enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil so I would not cause any pain. How many know God said, okay, I'm going to do that for you. And God says, come on, amen. Listen, I just got a feeling somebody's about to get some favor on their life today. And some of you have been misidentified. And some of you have been shot to the curb. And some of you have been getting down. Some of you want to give up and don't want to go on anymore. And some of you feel like your life is spun out of control. I want to declare to you today that God wants to put favor on your life, that you have a purpose for life, that you were not born for no reason, but God brought you into this life for a reason. You got a destiny and a purpose. You are not a mistake. You are not junk. You are not lost anymore. God loves you for who you are, and he wants to give you a new name. I wonder if I got anybody that wants some favor today. Number two, if you want to unwrap favor, you got to position yourself for it. You got to position yourself for it. Somebody say, get in position. You can't just keep doing any old thing and expect favor to come on your life. You got to position yourself for it. The first way you position yourself for it is you position yourself for it with your attitude and your character. You got to change your attitude. Stop being so mean and nasty. Stop being ornery. Stop being critical. Come on, church. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 3:3-4 says this, mercy and truth is what brings favor to a man's life. Huh? In other words, if I've got an attitude of mercy and I know how to tell the truth, that's going to release favor in my life. If I just show people mercy and tell the truth, I'm going to have favor manifest in my life. I mean, that's some good character. We got everybody trying to tell somebody something that they're not, and they go around living their own press release, and they live in a big fat lie, and they don't get no favor on it, but they go around putting on airs all the time so everybody think they got favor, but they just living miserable and ain't got no favor. They want everybody to think they're blessed, but they're not blessed. He said, just show mercy and tell the truth, and you get some favor on your life. How many know God hates lies? There's a few things, if you read your Bible, that God actually hates. He hates lies. I didn't write the book. I didn't put it in there. The Holy Ghost put it in there. It says God hates lies. A lying tongue God hates. That means if you cannot tell the truth, God don't like what you're saying. He hates what you have to say. How many know if he hates what you have to say, he can't put no favor on your life? That's why you got to tell the truth. Have you know, Truth Church, we believe in telling the truth. Touch somebody and say, tell the truth. We're going to tell the truth. Why? Because telling the truth brings favor. I know many of you don't know this, but I am not the most popular pastor on the Treasure Coast. And the reason why is because I tell the truth. I'm not going to make you feel good about who you are if you ain't living right. There's plenty of churches out there that'll puff you up and blow you up and powder your nose and twinkle your toes, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you the truth. Because it's the truth that you know that will make you free. I ain't looking for a church of 2,000 people bound up. I'm looking for a few good people that know how to be free, that'll get in the Holy Ghost and flip a city upside down and change people's life for the kingdom of God. Psalms 5:12 says this, for you, O Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. You will surround him as with a shield. Somebody shout favor. Listen, you need to hear this. You're not going to hear this everywhere. Never believe that you can live any way you want and have favor on your life. If you got stuff going on in your life, there's a price to pay. I can tell you firsthand. God don't want you to have stuff going on in your life. You have to pay the price for it. It costs you. It costs you time, costs you treasure, costs you pain. Cause you hurt? Come on, huh? Praise the Lord, Pastor. That's good preaching. I mean, you don't want to show up in heaven and realize that God had all this favor for you, but you didn't have access to it. Because you're just so messed up with everything else going on in your life. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Y'all all right? Praise the Lord. You can't be stealing from your employer and think you got favor on your life. Come on, huh? You can't expect a pay raise and a promotion if you're stealing from your employer. There's no integrity in that. You can't be lying about your husband or about your wife and believe that God's going to put favor on your relationship. Ooh, got so quiet. and lies of commission and lies of omission. Nobody don't want to hear this kind of truth, but this is the kind of truth we need to hear sometimes. Praise the Lord. If you're going to get in the right position to have favor, then you got to unwrap some truth. You can't live without character, and you can't live without integrity and think God's favor is going to be on your life, because favor is accompanied to character and integrity. If you want things to go right, have integrity.
Hello, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I want to thank you for participating in the Revealing Truth radio broadcast and supporting this vital ministry to the community. Many of you have been instrumental in bringing the revelation of the gospel of Jesus Christ to South Florida. Your generous tax-deductible donations help us reach a potential audience of 30,000 people every day. We are excited to announce to you today that giving to this ministry has become even easier. Will you please take a moment and text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Again, text the word RADIO to 772-800-2464. Then just follow the easy one-time setup and you can become a monthly supporter of The Revealing Truth. I want to thank you for your support today and being a covenant partner with The Revealing Truth radio broadcast. For more information on becoming a covenant partner, you can email me directly at pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. The address again is pastorjason.truth@gmail.com. It would be a great honor to have you partner with us as we seek to bring revival to South Florida. God bless you today, and thank you again for your generosity and all of your support. Again, text RADIO to 772-800-2464 and be a covenant partner today. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Don't do it. Touch the message. Just don't do it. We know you did it before, but don't do it again. Does God love you? Of course He loves you. He loves us all, huh? But He will not bless a mess. Because if God blesses your mess, all you're going to do is have more mess. Huh? Listen to me. You don't want God to bless your mess. That's why He put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden and put an angel over it. Because if He had left them in there in their sinful condition, He would have blessed their sin. So He put them out so they couldn't grow into it. Come on, somebody. He ain't going to bless a mess. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be stuck in mess forever. Praise the Lord. I mean, have you ever heard of Samson? Samson. You know, Scripture doesn't say that he was like 320 pounds and built like a rock. Doesn't say that at all. For all we know, he's as big as my son, Michael. And really, that makes more sense because he was able to do all these incredible feats. How many know it wouldn't have been that incredible looking for a man 6'7" that weighed 320 pounds and looked like a boulder to tear down walls? Everybody would be like, wow, look at that. That's big. But if some little guy about 5'6", weighed 130 pounds, was tearing down buildings, everybody would go, wow. Come on. Don't that make more sense? That makes more sense to me, huh? Bible said it took one girlfriend. One girlfriend. Somebody say, sometimes one's all it takes. One girlfriend. One woman. Or a pair of scissors. Took down the most powerful man in the Middle East. One woman with a pair of scissors. The Bible says when she cut his hair, it was over. Let me say it was over. And nowhere in the Bible does it say Delilah was a hottie. There's nothing in the Bible that says she was attractive. There's nothing in the Bible that says Samson was this big, huge, muscle-bound guy. That's not in your scripture. There's nothing in the Bible that indicates that she was a beautiful woman. Listen, Samson was not laying his head in her lap because she was a sexy woman. His head was in her lap because of the emptiness in his old soul, and she wasn't doing nothing but stroking his ego. I'm just going to let that just kind of settle like a bowl of Jell-O. Bible says when she cut his hair, watch what he did. It says he did what most of the Pentecostal people do. He shook himself. That's what a lot of us do. We mess up from Monday through Friday, and then we get in here when the music gets going, we start shaking. We shake ourselves. Come on, amen. We act like we got all kinds of bad stuff going on in our life Monday through Friday. Then we get in here, we start shouting and dancing and running and hopping like there ain't nothing going on in our life wrong at all. Praise the Lord, look at this. And we don't even understand that favor left our life because of the life we live Monday through Friday. We got everybody thinking we got favor. And we just in here shaking ourselves. Come on, huh? Listen, you can't hallelujah, praise the Lord, and shake yourself into something that you need to repent from. I don't care how many times you fall down under the anointing. If you don't repent from it, you lay on the floor for 3 hours and roll around. At some point, you got to change your ways. If there's no fruit of righteousness in your life, there can be no favor on your life. The second way you position yourself is in your mind. In your reasoning. Somebody say in your reasoning. Proverbs 8:35 says, he who finds wisdom finds life and finds favor. He who finds wisdom finds life and finds favor. In other words, you got to think like a person that desires to have favor. You got to think strategically. You got to plan out. You got to look ahead. You got to walk in faith. Amen. Listen, guys, just because you can say something doesn't mean you ought to say it. Pay attention, everybody. Listen, I'm going to say it again. Just because you can say something does not mean you have to say it. One of the marks of maturity in our life and taking responsibility for our life is learning how to put process between what we think and what we say. I got no amens. Come on, huh? Don't always react. Learn how to process, then respond. I promise you, a lot of marriages in the church today would still be together if they learn how to put process before they open their mouth. Because you say a lot of things out of emotion that you really don't mean. But then it's too late. Because once them words leave your mouth, you can't reach out in the air and grab them back and stuff them back down. They're out there forever. No, forever. Everything you've ever said never goes away. Sound travels for eternity. It might get out of the range of your ear to be able to hear it, but the first sound ever made is still out there floating in the universe somewhere. It's out there forever. That's why you got to put process between what you're thinking and what you're saying, because if you just say out of reaction, you're going to hurt somebody. And you might end up hurting yourself and taking favor off your life. Number three, you position yourself in understanding the protocol of the environment you're living in. You got to know what's up. Somebody say, I got to know what's up. I got to know the time I'm living in. I got to know who I'm around. I got to know what's going on. I got to know what's up. The protocol of my environment. Is everybody all right? Y'all okay? Can I keep going? Don't tune out on me now. Remember Joseph, the second to the youngest brother, was thrown into a pit by his brothers because they were jealous over him because they thought he had too much favor on his life from his daddy. They didn't like the fact that daddy gave Joseph, in their mind, more than what he gave them. So when they saw him coming down the road with his big flashy coat on, they hated him. And they dug a pit and threw him in the pit. And all the favor that was on his life landed him in the pit. Y'all remember that? Y'all know the story? He goes to the pit. And then one of the brothers, I think it was Reuben, the one they named the sandwich after, said, look, let's not kill him. Let's sell him into slavery. And they sold him to this guy that was an Egyptian. His name was Potiphar. And the Bible says that because of who Joseph was, he was a righteous man. He earned favor with Potiphar. And pretty soon he's running the whole house. But Potiphar had a wife who didn't want him and wanted Joseph. Remember? And she come into Joseph, and she said, baby, I want you. And he said, baby, it's not your hips and your lips I'm after. I'm after the throne of God. And she screamed rape and ran, and he went to prison and found himself in a prison. But he still had favor on his life. And then he worked his way up into the higher echelon of the prison and again earned favor in the prison. Then Pharaoh has a dream, and somebody said, hey, the guy that works down there at the prison interprets dreams. Pharaoh said, well, bring him to me. And watch what he does. This is what the Bible says. It says, Pharaoh sent in Genesis 41:14 and called Joseph And they brought him quickly out of the dungeon. And watch what they did before they, right after they brought him out of the dungeon. And they shaved and changed his clothes and then brought him to Pharaoh. You say, well, that's a silly verse. Why would they put it in there that he shaved and changed his clothes? I'll tell you why. Because Joseph knew the protocol of the environment that he was in. And if he was going to get favor with Pharaoh, then he knew he better look like an Egyptian. Because Egyptians shaved their faces. Egyptians didn't grow beards. Could he have interpreted a dream looking like a prisoner with a big old long beard? Sure he could have. Would it have gotten him favor with Pharaoh? We have no idea. But Joseph understood the protocol of the environment, and he made the adjustment to clean up and shave before he went to Pharaoh to interpret his dream.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org. Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 Silva & Associates can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
In the midst of a multitude.